hearing to testify about the honeybee colony collapse disorder. I want to mention that there was one of the witnesses from my colleague Kevin McCarthy's district who is unable to make it here today. Mr. Larry Starr from Starr and Starr Farms need to stay home and work the farm. And all of you who are farmers understand that. We can't blame him for wanting to take care of business at home. His testimony will be submitted for the record without objection. We are here today to hopefully shed some light on a very troubling phenomenon. The purpose of this hearing is to examine the potential impact and possible causes of colony collapse disorder affecting honeybee colonies across the United States. Throughout the country, honeybee colonies are used for large-scale pollination of many crops. The unprecedented disappearance has alarmed farmers and scientists and could cost American agriculture millions of dollars. The sudden and unexpected drop-off of honeybee pollinators was first brought to my attention last year when a number of almond growers in my home district of California's Central Valley began to complain about rapidly increasing cost of beehives. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the almond business, it is a billion-dollar crop in California whose survival hinges on pollination from honeybees during the crop's bloom cycle. Growers were telling me that honeybee hives were going for double and sometimes triple the cost that they had sold for just a year earlier. These farmers were concerned for a number of reasons. First, as you would expect, this price spike created a significant and unanticipated financial strain. Secondly, and perhaps more relevant to today's discussion, my constituents were very concerned that this situation represented more than just a blip on the radar screen. They were concerned that it was a harbinger of a bigger problem to come. Unfortunately, as we now know, their concerns were not unfounded. The 2006 honeybee population decline was not a blip on the screen. It was, in fact, a precursor to a larger national epidemic. Only recently have leading pollinator researchers assigned a terminology for this phenomenon. Researchers and industry have now termed this dramatic and unprecedented decline colony collapse disorder. Much of the current research into this massive decline is being conducted by the Pennsylvania State University and University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. I'm pleased that we will be hearing from distinguished researchers from both of these institutions today. We are very glad to have you because it has become clear that we must focus more attention on this emerging crisis. Colony losses occur when bees fail to return to their hives, which is a very abnormal phenomenon for honeybees. While some level of honeybee losses are not unusual, the sudden and widespread nature of colony collapse disorder is truly unprecedented. Perhaps the most disconcerting, no one seems to know exactly what is causing this phenomenon. Some theories include parasites, mites, or other pathogens, poor nutrition, and high stress levels among adult bees, or a combination of these or other unknown factors. I am deeply committed to raising the awareness of colony collapse disorder and its possible effects on American agriculture. Thousands of California farmers and beekeepers are dependent on honeybees for their livelihood. If we do not move swiftly to get to the bottom of this, I fear we will have an even more dramatic problem next year. We must also be smart. Could I have everyone who's got cell phones please turn them off at this time? We must also be smart in how we address this problem. I read somewhere that some in the industry are looking for upwards of $300 million to combat colony collapse disorder. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just not a realistic number. It is important to avoid the temptation to identify a potential problem and simply throw millions of dollars at it. Instead, through hearings like this one and future congressional scrutiny, I am hopeful that we can identify exactly where our limited research dollars will be most helpful in advancing our goal of preventing the further decline in the honeybee population. To begin this closer examination of potential causes and solutions to colony collapse disorder, we have assembled two very distinguished panels today. I want you to take special note of the fact that we have not one, but two representatives from California's 18th Congressional District with us. A good friend of mine, Paul Winger, who grows almonds in Modesto, California, and is the first vice president of the California Farm Bureau. And he will share his insight on the impact of colony collapse disorder on California's almond industry. And we also have with us today Jean Brandy, who is the legislative chairman of the California State Beekeepers Association, and he will speak from a beekeeper's perspective. With that, Mr. Etheridge, do you have any opening statements that you'd like to put
Mr.
forward?
Mr. Chairman, I'll submit mine for the record so we get straight to the information.
Very good. What I'd like to do now is introduce our first panel. I can find my sheet here that has their names. We have with us today Associate Administrator Carl Rexrode, who has a PhD with the American Agriculture Service, USDA, Washington, D.C. Thank you, sir. Did I butcher your name very badly?
No worse than I do.
Okay. We have Dr. Diana Cox Foster, PhD and professor at Penn State University, University Park, Pennsylvania. Welcome. We also have Dr. May Brinbaum, professor and head of the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign in Illinois. Thank you very much. Dr. Rexrode, please start your testimony.